So remember yesterday we were talking about the question whether Derech Rechoka was Ptur, Chas Rachman Alei, or whether it's actually an Isser, is it Machlokas Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes? And so we'll pick it up right there. So Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Shavosin Es HaSheni Azavin Azavos Mitzarayin Mitzaros Nidos Boalei Nidos Yoldos Shogigin Anusin Mizidin Tamei Vishahaya B'Derech Rechoka Im Kein Laman Emar Tamei. We have so many different subcategories. This is according to the Manda Amar of Nachman against Rav Sheshes that Chas Rachman Alei, but if a person chooses to participate, Hurtza, he can be Mishaleach Karbonosav. Okay. Isha v'sheni mimechayva, right? We just listed many different nashim. V'hatan yachol lo yuosin es hasheni alatami nefesh ayederach roka zavin mitzarayin vo'eli nidos minayin tamadomer ish, right? V'lo isha lo kasha ha-Rabbi Yosi ha-Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon. We already saw that Rabbi Yosi treats women the same as men. Bein lenin Pesach Rishon, bein lenin Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Shimon was min ha-katza ha-katza. He said that by Pesach Rishon, they're having the din of Tfelos. Okay. So Tanu Rabbanan Chayav Karei Sala Rishon V'Chayav Karei Sala Sheni Devei Rebbe. Rebbe is a famous shita by Pesach Sheni that it's a regal b'fnei atzmo. So let's say a person was only Chayav in Pesach Sheni. Let's say he became Bar Mitzvah after Pesach Rishon. Or Gerish and he's Geyer and he deliberately doesn't bring a Karban Pesach. So he's going to be Chayav Kareis for that. Okay, so that's a shita of Rebbe. Reb Nasan Omer Chayev Kareis Ala Rishon Upater Ala Sheni. The Sheni isn't the regel Bifnei Atzmo. It provides an opportunity for Tashlumin of the Rishon. But if a person, let's say, converted or a person became Bar Mitzvah between Rishon and Sheni, there's no way that they're going to be Chayev Kareis independently for the Sheni. Rabbi Chanani Menachav Yomer Afala Rishon Enu Chayev Kareis Salim Kein Loasa Sa Sheni. Right? That your din on the Rishon is... This is what we call the Tikune Rishon Huda Avad. It's not just Tashlume Rishon, it's Tikune Rishon. Your mezid is hanging in the balance until we see what you do with the Sheni. At the pain of Karis. Rav Nasan Omer, Kol Shezakuk L'Rishon Zakuk L'Sheni, Kol Shein Zakuk L'Rishon Eino Zakuk L'Sheni. B'mai Kamifligi. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Rabbi Savar Sheni Regal Bifnei Atzmo Hu. Rav Nasan Savar Sheni Tashlum in the Rishon Hu. Tikune the Rishon Omiskin Le. Rabbi Chanani Ben Akavya Savar Sheni Takanasa the Rishon Hu. That you could have been mazied on Pesach Rishon. And the Torah gave you a second chance. Shloshtan Mikra Echadarshu. Raisha Shehu Taor Vederach Lo Haya. Rabbi Savar Vichadal Asosa Pesach Venichrisa. Delo Avad Barishon. Inami, because the pasuk says ki korban Hashem lo hikriv, so we know that ki is mishamish bedal of the shono, so it could be e, right? So inami korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado, that's b'sheni. Mimai cheto yisa karesu kasavar megadiv hanu mevareches Hashem uchsib b'mevareches Hashem v'nasa cheto v'gamar hay cheto dehacha mechato dehasa malahalan kares afkan nami kares. And in some sense, failing to participate. And the Karban Pesach can be compared to Mevarech HaSashem. It's a really interesting idea, right? We know in the Midrashi Halacha, it's really, I guess the defining image is, you know, Hotzi Esatzma Min HaKlal, Kafar V'Ikar, but not participating in the Karban Pesach, anybody want to give, I think it's a pretty obvious Svara, but anybody want to give the Svara? Why would it be compared to Megadeh from Mevarech HaSashem? Of all things, not bringing the Karban Pesach? Because what does the Karban Pesach testify to? Ben Zion, go ahead.
Hashem's active role in the world.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was done as Hamitzrim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Yotze b'chatzi alayla, you know, layla, chatzi alayla, excuse me, ani Yotze b'soch mitzrayim, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sarach, ani v'lo ashaliach, Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atzmon, a person's going to denigrate that korban. It's not a small matter, and in a certain sense, it's an assault on, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. So it's not far-fetched compared to Megadiv. Rav Nasan Savar v'chadal asos ha-pesach v'nichrasa dehai ki, not is Lashon E, like Rebbe says, but Lashon Dehahu. That's his explanation. So he holds that the Sheni is the Tashlum in the Rishon. V'achikam Rachmana da Karban Hashem lo hikri b'mo'ado b'rishon aichato yisa mayavid lei kasav megadif lav hanu mevarechas Hashem. He doesn't think megadif is actually mevarechas Hashem, believe it or not. He thinks it's a mezamer mishorer l'avodah zarah. Rashi points out a fascinating idea. V'gamer haichato d'hasam haichato d'hacham ha'hacha kares av hasam kares. You're going to be chayev kares in a situation where a person failed to bring the Pesach in its appointed time, but again, he doesn't hold that, again, the Pesach Sheni is Tashlum in the Rishon if a person had a legitimate excuse. Now here comes, I think, the most interesting Shita of them all, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, who holds that it's not Tashlum in the Rishon, it's Tikkuni in the Rishon. So, Rechadela says a Pesach, V'nechrosa, I Karban Hashem lo hikri b'moado, b'sheni. So everybody's going to agree that if you're amazing, both of them, you're going to be chayav. In other words, even Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya is going to agree to that because, you know, your kares was hanging in the balance till we saw what you did by the Pesach Sheni, and then you were chayav. Shaga bazeh bazeh derei akol pater. Even Rabbi will say you're pater about that. Hezid berishon v'shaga glasheni. The Rebbe, the Reb Nasan, Mechayvi, according to Rebbe, because each one is a regel b'fnei atzmo. So for Rebbe, there was no hope. Reb Nasan, it's too bad, right? Rebbe Adler likes to quote the Shita a lot. That according to Reb Nasan, basically, you know, the Torah gave you a possible tashlumin in a situation where you had a legitimate excuse. But a person was mezid berishon, and there was an element of shogeg by the Sheni. Sorry, the Sheni can't help you in that situation. Of course, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, since it's Tikkuni Rishon, and you weren't given the full opportunity to fix the Rishon, because something came up, something got in the way by Sheni, so he'll say that in that situation, you're not Chayav Kares. Finally, Shagag b'Rishon, v'Hezid b'Sheni. So the Rebbe holds that the Sheni is a regular b'fnei atzmo, you're going to be Chayav Kares purely for the Sheni, just like somebody became Bar Mitzvah, it's just like a Gershani's Geyer. The Reb Nas and Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya Potter, because they don't hold that the Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo, right? They have a slight disagreement. Reb Nasan says Tashlum in the Rishon, Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya says Tikkuni the Rishon, but nobody says you could be Chayev Kare strictly for the Sheni. Okay, so Eze Hiderech Rechoka Min Hamodiyim B'lachutz V'chumidas Alachal Ruach Deri Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Lazar Omer Mi Askupas Hazar V'lachutz. Right, that's why the dots over it, v'derech rechoka, it's like, take that word out, it's not really rechoka, as long as you're outside of the azar. So I'm really Rabbi Yosef, v'fikach nakud al hey, rechoka, lomar, lom b'nei shirachok, avadai elam yaskupas hazara v'lachot. So amar ula, min hamodim li Yerushalayim, chamisha asar milin. Okay, it's 15 mil. A mil is 2,000 amos. So 30,000 amos. Savor lach yad amarabe berachana Rabbi Yochanan kama halechada biyom asara para parsaos. The average person can walk 10 parsa, which is 40 mil, which is 80,000 amos in a given day. Let's just do the math for a second. So 80,000 amos. Let's assume an amma is a foot and a half. So it's a bit 120,000 feet. So a mile is 5,280 feet. So the average person should be able to walk something over 20 miles a day. Okay. Yeah, walk a marathon. Okay. Something like that. So Amar Ula min amadim Yerushalayim, 15 mil in Havya, Asar lo kidam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, kam halechad miyom asar parsas miyalos ha-shachar, v'na neitzacha 15 mil in, mishkiya sacham v'atzeisak uchab 15 mil in. So that's 10 mil right there. So that, if you do the higher powers of subtraction over here, so from Nates, Tishkia is going to be 30 mil. So Pashula Tlasin, so we have 30 mil left over. Chamesar mitzafala lepaga dioma, v'chamesar mipaga dioma leorta. Very good. So Ula latayme damar Ula izu derech rechoka, kol shen yochol likanes b'shashchita. So he says you have to be able to get there. 15 mil, b'shash shchita, by the time you get to, let's say, shkia. The top Tosis on the page says, why does he say that the beginning of shkia? Maybe you should say, like, the Gemara Masechta Megillah, and like, Gemara implies at the beginning of Masechta Psachim, that it's really, the day goes all the way down to shkia, but to tzeisek kochavim. It's a good question. So Amar Mar Meilos Hashachar Neitzacham Bachameishes Milim Inalan Dechsev Uchimo Hashachar Alo Vayayitzu Amalchim Belot Emor Kum Kachas Yishtecha Veshtev Rozechan Imsos Penti Saveh Bavon Ha'ir Uksev Hashemesh Etzal Aretz Neitz. So again, from Alos to Neitz Velot Bat Soara. So Lot went from Sodom to Tzora. Amar Rechanina Lidi Chazi Liyahu Asra Mihavi Chamisha Milin. Says I measured it. It was 10,000 amos. Fascinating. I saw the distance from Sodom to Tzoar. It was 10,000 amos. Just under 3 miles. Gufa marulai zu derech rechoka kol shen yachli kanis b'sha shchita. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, kol shen yachli kanis b'sha shachila. You can't get there by morning. Because we're holding like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says fundamentally in Derais level, Rechulas Abasar Balayla Hashem is all the way until Alos. So Amalei Rab, Lididcha Kasha, the Rabbi Kasha, Lididcha Kasha, Demer, Kol Shin Yachli Kanis Bishah Shchita, Vatam Bisharet, and Yachli Kanis Bishah Shchita, Vikamar Chokhtin Mizarkin, Al Tamei Sheret, Ula, you're Makel by the Tamei Sheret, and he's only Chazi Laurta. He can't come into the Beis HaMikdash until nightfall, right? He's Mechusar Harav Shemesh. He's machmir in the case of Tmei Sheretz. So the easiest thing would be to say Ibcha, let's switch around the Shitos. But Ula's response is, it's no problem for you to Irbas. Amrle, lo ledidi kasha, lo le Rabbi Yehuda kasha. Did lo kasha derech rechoka letar, vein derech rechoka letame. You're mixing apples and oranges. When I talked about Derech Rechoka, I wasn't talking about Tameh. When I was talking about Tameh, I wasn't talking about a Derech Rechoka. So there's nothing to do with each other. Okay, Derech Rechoka is its own category. Derech Rechoka means that he can't get there, according to Ula, by Shashchita. Again, it's a good question why it should be the beginning of Shkia as opposed to Tzezek Uchavim. But it has absolutely nothing to do with the Tmei Sheretz. Why are you bringing in this topic of Chazi Le'orta? The Rav Yehuda Lokasha, Tmei Sheretz, Rechman Adachye. So Rav Yehuda has a special gzeres hakasa, dechsev, ish, kiyat amei lanefesh. Milo askinen shechal shvi shalo liyos be'erev ha-pesach ve'elu filu hachi amar rachman alidachi. So Rav Yehuda says, yeah, I would have been happy to have him. But the fact of the matter is that the Torah says that even when you're chazi le'urta, you're not going to be able to participate in the Karban Pesach. Okay, so it's a very, very, very important machlokes. Three-way machlokes, Rabbi, Rav Nasan, and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. So again, let's just review. This is the really critical point about Pesach Sheni. Rabbi's conception is it is a regel bifnei atzmo. If a person blows it on Pesach Rishon, it has nothing to do with Pesach Sheni. There's nothing to do with it. He's chayev karis. One person cannot be chayev karis twice for Korban Pesach in 1 year. You don't have that. I should note, by the way, Rashi points this out, right? You might have said, oh, the nafka mina is going to be, you'll be chayev two chataos if you're bishogig twice. But remember, you're only chayev a korban chatas kavua if you're shogig in an iser kares, not in an ase sheyeshbo kares, okay? So you can't possibly be chayev two chataos. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, it's a chumra all the way around. So if you blow it on Pesach Rishon, You don't tell me that you're going to get some kind of help with Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a big chumra. Ger Sheni's Gayer, a person who becomes bar mitzvah, he could be chayev kares and Pesach Sheni luchot. So Rav Nasan's not willing to go that far. He says, I don't think that's true. Bar mitzvah, Ger Sheni's Gayer. No. Pesach Sheni is meant to help you, but it can only help you to a degree. It's a tashlumin derishon. But who deserves a tashlumin? Me'uvas lo yuchal liskom v'chesron lo yuchal imanos. So if you were mazed on Pesach Rishon, you don't get a tashlumin. Who gets a tefilas tashlumin? In the case of shogig, not a case of mazed. So Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya says, he said, wait a second. So he says, no, the Torah had rachmanes on you. And the Sheni is in a Tashlum and the Rishon, it's Tikune de Rishon. So let's say, you know, not Agav Miri Rusei, not a case of Ones, I sit at home on Pesach, I'm on strike. So that's a case of Mezid. So he'll tell you, you're not Chayev Kares until you miss Pesach Sheni also. Ki ki korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado chato yisa yishahu. Ki korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado is a reference to moado is Pesach Sheni. Now, if you think about the original Pesukim, who it sounds like, it doesn't really sound, as much as we like the idea, of Tikkunei Derishon, the Pesukim themselves don't really sound like Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, right? It just doesn't sound that way. Because you're not dealing with the case of Mezid. They desperately want to bring the Korban Pesach. Right? So it would be between Rabbi and Reb Nosson in terms of the way that it comes out in the Pesukim. V'hiyan Hashem asher hayu tmeim nefesh adam lo yachlo asos ha-pesach v'yam ahu. Vayikrevu lifnei Moshe, lifnei Aharon, lifnei Kol Ha'ita. So, in terms of the psukim themselves, you could see how Rebbe would come up with his shita. You could see how Reb Nosson would come up with his shita. The people who really did not have the opportunity to bring the Pesach Rishon, so they're going to have an opportunity to bring the Pesach Sheni. If anything, I think it's sort of mitzadet a little bit to Reb Nosson. Because you don't get the impression, at least I don't get the impression, reading Baloscha, that Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Sounds like these individuals who were just dying to participate in Pesach Rishon, but were unable to participate in Pesach Rishon, the Torah created a dispensation for them. Couldn't do it during Rishon, so you're going to do it during Sheni. Doesn't sound like it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, l'chayev, gershani's gayer, and, a katan shehigdil. So, I think the simple pshat is probably like Reb Nosson. The Rishonim are not clear on this point. So, machlokas Rishonim, how exactly we would paskin. Some indication, believe it or not, that even though it's Rebbe against multiple Tanoim, and we only say Halacha ki Rebbe mechaveiro v'lo mechaveirav, there's some traction in the Rishonim actually for Shitas Rebbe. That's a topic in its own right. Maybe we'll have some time when we get closer to Pesach to talk about it. Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Maybe in Shir we'll talk about it a little bit, I don't know. But this is a very, very critical machlokas. Again, in the Pesukim themselves, I would say that Reb Nosson has a little bit of the upper hand. In any event, how do we define Derech Rechoka? Derech Rechoka, that's also a machlokas atanoim. The simple meaning of Derech Rechoka means that you're far enough away that you're not going to be able to make it by a critical time. Either Misha Shchita, that's Ula, or Rav Yehuda will say Shas Achila. There is another tradition in the Mishnah, the tradition of Rabbi Eliezer, that Derech Rechoka is not really Derech Rechoka at all. It's just Chutz Liskupas HaAzara. So if you go in the, the simple direction, that a person actually has to be far enough away, right? So we say 15 mil. How do we come up with 15 mil? Mina modian lechutz lechol ruach. So the average person can walk 40 mil in a day, 80,000 amos. So we say that day runs from Neitz to Shkia, not from Malos to Tzeis HaKochav. The Baalei Tosfos want to wonder why. But that's the classical machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, everybody, right? So about how we measure the normal day. So the Gemara seems to be understanding that we're measuring the day, right, from Neitz to Shkia. You could ask, but that's how we're measuring the day. So that's 30 mil. So from Chatzos to Shkia is 15 mil. So that makes sense for Ula's position, right? That you're not going to be able to make it back by Shkia, by the beginning of Shkia, because you're more than 15 mil in away. Now, again, that's what we raised the other day in the name of the Baalei HaTosfos. So let's say that that's how far a human being can walk, right? But let's say you could get there, with Susim and Pradim, with your horses and your mules, so you might be able to get there sooner. So that comes back to the issue that we discussed yesterday. Is Derech Rechoka, is that a Ptur, is that an Isser? The Torah was Chas on you, Im Hortza Avad, Avad Hortza, or it's like Rav Sheshes, right? Im Avad Lo Hortza. Okay, very good. So this builds one off the other. Last point is just to remind ourselves that Hashem Humi Gadeif, the connection between Korban Pesach and Birkas Hashem, Most people say Birkas Hashem is Megadiv, but there is another Shita that Birkas Hashem, or Megadiv, excuse me, might be not, you know, being a blasphemer, but Megadiv is to be Mishorer Umizamir Lavodazara. Okay. All right, so we'll hold it up here. And God willing, tomorrow we'll see the Rabbeinu Tam that shook the world. Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. We already sort of foreshadowed it, because we talked a little bit today about Alos until Nates, based on the Pasuk in the context of Lot is 5 milin, and from Shkia till Tzeis is also 5 milin. So normally we say, anybody know how long it takes to walk a mule?
18 minutes.
That's how we got it, right? We're learning Psachim, Chametz, yeah. So that would be how long? Ben Sion, I know that you're in higher mathematics classes. So if it's 5 meal, 90 minutes. Okay. You see where this is all going. Yes, later times. Okay. We'll pick it up there tomorrow, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night.